Welcome to Discovering Delight, a podcast by C.A. Dlamini. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Discovering Delight. Happy New Month. Happy Pride Month, if you're gay and stuff. Yeah, it's June. We're halfway through the year, and it's actually insane that we are halfway through the year. So in honor of that, I wanted to do like a little quick pulse check. There was no episode last week because I was outside the entire weekend. I was at a three-day festival, and it's so wild that I went from not going out this year to going through a full three-day festival. Crazy stuff. But yeah, I was just reflecting upon coming back from Bushfire Festival that was the first time this year that I went out. And as somebody who used to go out quite a bit, I was quite a social person, you know, and I loved a little razzle dazzle. I loved a little groove. I loved hanging out and grabbing drinks and things like that. And to think that I haven't done any of those things this year. The only time I've left my house this year is to go buy groceries, go to the gym, or take a hot girl walk, or go home and hang out with my family. But otherwise, I have been cooped up inside. And I've just used this time in isolation to just kind of figure out a few things about who I am, what I like, what I want to do, and what kind of life I want to live. And I think because my birthday is kind of like a month away, it's such a perfect time to really solidify these thoughts I've been having for the past 6 months. I recently came to the realization that life is a solo journey, and as much as we love community, we love to have friends, we love support from the people around us, at the end of the day, it's your life, and only you get to go as you're supposed to go, you know? Only you get to feel what you're feeling. Yes, people can empathize, they can sympathize, they can be there sometimes to comfort you, but at the end of the day, it's just you versus you. And I had to do a lot of those learnings in the past 6 months that I am responsible for my life. I am responsible for my emotions. I am responsible for how I feel. I'm responsible for my actions. I'm responsible for the life that I get to live, right? And no one is going to come and save me. So if I do not like something about my current reality, I am responsible for changing that reality. You know, shouldn't be sitting around waiting for things to happen for me. I should be the one making things happen for myself. And I do think to a certain degree in the past, I did have that sense of entitlement that things are just supposed to happen for me. Like I was very expectant of good things to always happen to me. And although some things I've always had to fight for, I feel like to a larger extent, a lot of the things that have happened in my life thus far are through maybe divine intervention, maybe God, maybe the universe just conspiring towards making things happen for me. I always speak about some opportunities just come out of the blue, and it's like it feels like luck and alignment and divine intervention. And I did not go out and seek those things. And I think for the first time in my life, this past year, I've had to kind of sit down and think really hard and dig really down deep in my soul, you know, and figure out what it is that I want and kind of go after those things that I want with the knowledge that no one is going to make things happen for me. If I say I want da 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 da, I must be willing to put in the work to achieve da 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 da. And yeah, that realization has just been very eye-opening for me, like just coming to terms with the fact that this is my life and I have to grab it with both hands. I have to show up for it and I cannot exist in the shadows anymore. I actually have to step outside and step out of my comfort zone. I think I like being in the shadows. I like not being perceived. I do not want to be seen. What do you mean? I only exist in theory, you know? And it is very uncomfortable for me to feel like I am being perceived, which is very contrary to what's currently happening here, because I'm on a podcast and I'm sharing my life story, but I'm saying I don't like being seen. But to a certain extent, you can tell I don't like being seen because this podcast is not a visual podcast. In a world that has taken up visual podcasts by storm, I am still the OG that's saying, no, I only want to do audio. Because I tend to be comfortable with just doing the little thing. Like, yes, my interest is in this thing, but I'm not going to go hard on it. I'm not going to do it all the way. And I've come to the realization that I actually need to commit to things and I have to do things all the way because I am capable of doing things all the way. I am capable of succeeding. It's just that I kind of double down sometimes. I wouldn't say it's a lack of confidence thing. I just don't know what it is, where the fear of being perceived comes from, or the fear of just tapping into my potential fully, because I see it even at work with my career. I could be good at things, but I don't go hard. I will do the bare minimum, and I'm trying to kind of get out of that bare minimum mindset, and I'm trying to be an all the way type of person. You know, I'm trying to commit to the things that I say I want and commit fully and vibrate at the level to which I can receive them, you know, manifestation and such. But yeah, I think my time in isolation just really highlighted some of the areas that I need to work on as a person to achieve the version of myself that I want to achieve the things that I say I want to achieve, to kind of dream as big as I can, you know? I'm just pulse checking, reflecting on the first 6 months of the year. And although they were trying times, I think as people were always chasing stimulation and excitement, we try to run away from the negative emotions. Not even negative emotions, because I don't think there's any negativity in emotions. They just are emotions. But we try to run away from feeling things that we are uncomfortable feeling. So I had to constantly remind myself that, okay, you're bored, so be bored. You know, you're lonely, so be lonely. And figure out how to navigate that and see what it is highlighting in your life, what things you should be doing to fill that void instead of wanting external forces or people to fill it for me. I had to kind of sit with myself and figure it out. And it's been a grueling process, and it's a process that's never ending. So I don't think now that I have gone to this one festival, I can say, oh, I'm coming out now. I'm coming outside. First of all, it's winter. I'm not leaving my house. But I think I have gotten a better understanding of myself and what it is that I want and just what kind of life I want to live. And that is a life filled with passion for the things that I do. That is a life filled with discipline. That is a life full of commitment. That is a life full of love. I can't speak enough about love. If there's one thing this past 6 months have shown me, is that I am loved and I am love. I give love and I receive it back. And this is not to say I receive love back to everyone that I give love to, because I don't think that's true. There's been some instances that I've given and not received it back from that same person, but I'm surrounded by people who love me and cherish me and care for me, who pour into me and fill in the gaps for me and see things in me that I don't necessarily see in myself. I look at the people that I'm surrounded by and I'm in shock at the level of confidence that my people have in me, like my friends have in me. I'm in shock about the amazing things that they say about me, because sometimes I don't think I'm an amazing person. You know, they keep me inspired, they keep me confident, they keep me dreaming, you know. And I think it's important to be surrounded by people who allow you to dream, who remind you to dream, and who remind you that there is more, like when you're sitting at the bottom of what feels like the end, they remind you that no, this is not the end. You are still very capable of so much more, and this will not be your reality forever. And I have had friends who've talked me through such horrific moments, such dark times this past couple of months, and just kind of brought me back to life. And it has been deeply humbling, because sometimes I'm like, I am not worthy, but I am. But I sometimes feel like I'm not, but I'm reminded that I am. It's just been amazing, man, to have people come into my space and be boring with me, because I think this past 6 months changed a lot of dynamics in my life and in my relationships. It was good to connect on that level and have people want to be here for this season and phase in my life. I think overall, I am just grateful that I seem to be coming up for air now. I am grateful that I am dreaming again. I am grateful that I feel like there's light at the end of the tunnel. This podcast was also a big part of that. It reminded me that I am capable. It reminded me that I can do things. It reminded me that I am disciplined enough to show up for myself. And it just allowed me to tap into the CEO who has confidence after being bitten down by certain situations. So I am deeply grateful for you guys for listening and constantly engaging and sharing how you feel about some of the episodes. I appreciate all the feedback that I've been getting week after week. Every time someone texts me, I try to have a conversation and kind of connect more about the things that are currently happening. So thank you for allowing me into your space, but also thank you for being my safe space. Going up to like 20 episodes is not something I anticipated, but I'm grateful that I have been able to do so week after week. And I am excited. I'm even excited to the point where I'm planning my 50th episode, guys. Like, that's crazy. I think it was important for me to kind of take time out and go back to basics. So if you guys need to do that, and if your life allows you to do that, please do so. Take time out, revisit who you are and what you stand for and how you want to move in the world, what your dreams are, what your goals are, what things bring you joy, what things make you tick, what you look for in relationships, whether it's in like friendships or your family, whether it is in romantic relationships. Just go back and reevaluate all of those things and see whether or not you've lost yourself along the way. So yeah, I'm going to end this conversation here. Thank you so much for listening. This was our mid-year pulse check. Talk to you guys soon, and I hope you have a splendid, splendid week. We have come to the end of yet another delightful episode. Please leave us a 5-star rating and don't forget to share this episode with any of your friends. Until next time, bye.